You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Oh man, we got a lot to go through today. Starting off, obvious Angels news. Brad Ausmus let go by the Angels. They will have a new manager for 2020. As for yesterday's show, if you tune into our question and answer, I did know, you know, at the time that I was recording, Brad Ausmus was the Angels manager. That changed at some point, probably while you were listening to the show, because he was let go before the 11 o'clock hour. So if you're listening after noon, that all changed. So thank you for your patience and understanding. Like I said, as a reporter, I have to report facts. I did not have any information that Brad Ausmus was being let go. So I had to let you know that at the time, Brad Ausmus was the manager. That is not the case anymore. Brad Ausmus let go by the Angels. We're going to have a full show dedicated to that tomorrow. We're going to talk to Billy Epler later today about this firing, about what's going on with the Angels in their managerial search. So tomorrow is a great time to really talk about that. For today, we are going to talk about the playoffs. The playoffs do start tonight. Playoffs? How many times have you heard that? Is it old yet? There are going to be playoffs starting tonight all the way through the end of October. The Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Washington Nationals tonight. I'm going to give you all of my projections. Also, I'm going to bring in an East Coast perspective as well as a National League perspective. I see the American League the whole year. I don't get to see as much of the National League, so I'm bringing in a National League and East Coast perspective later. I'll let you hear about who that's going to be in the second segment. But before we get to anything, reminder to follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally, at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, make sure to download today's show or any of the episodes to the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya podcasting app. Free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Also, reminder that today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Now, like I said, we are going to do our playoff projections here. So I'm going to start with tonight's game, and these are my projections. These aren't anyone else's. These are strictly my projections. The Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Washington Nationals, a home game for the Nationals, and Max Scherzer, one of the best pitchers of this generation, taking on the young Brandon Woodruff for the Brewers. I wish this was a series. I think this would make a really great series. Obviously, that's not the case. It's a one-game playoff. Max Scherzer is such a dominant force. You know exactly what you're getting from him every time he takes the mound. Such a high-level competitor. He might be the peak high-level competitor when it comes to baseball. He is always amped. Such a special arm. It's hard to bet against him, but I'm going to. And I think we're going to see a young man break out into a sense of stardom tonight. I watched Kesson here at UC Irvine a couple years ago. He is now with the Major League Club, doing all kinds of things, stepping in, trying to help out where Christian Yelich, obviously the Milwaukee Brewers are without Christian Yelich, which really puts an impact on any playoff hope that they even had. They made it to the playoffs without him. Kesson Hira, I'm just such a big fan of this kid. I think he is going to be a superstar. And I think a one-game playoff, you're talking about maybe, four, maybe five plate appearances for this kid. But I think what he can do and do on this stage, sold-out crowd, on the road against Max Scherzer, one of the highest-level competitors in all of baseball, I cannot wait to see what this brings. This is still a young Brewers team. Obviously, you have a few aging guys, but I just love what this Brewers team really is. I think there's a lot of excitement behind them. Nothing against what the Nationals are doing. Juan Soto, Trey Turner, there's tons of talent there, but I got to pick the Brewers here for this one-game playoff tonight. Tomorrow night in the American League, it's going to be the Oakland A's and Tampa Bay Rays. I have said it for some time. I don't believe in this Tampa Bay Rays team, but Charlie Morton is taking the mound for the Rays, likely going to be the third-place finisher for the Cy Young Award, at least in my opinion. I think the opinion of many others behind Verlander and Cole. It's going to be challenging. I think it's going to be a tough game for them. It's going to be a bullpen game in a bulk. So all it takes is one guy to have a night off. That concerns me. I just don't know if I trust in this Tampa team. So I've got to say, when it comes to Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Marcus Semien, Chris Davis, I think that this offense is going to break out. But I think they're going to have to wait until they get to these 100-mile-per-hour bullpens. Literally, as I'm explaining this, I'm talking myself out of the Oakland A's. I'm talking about a bullpen game for the A's. Everyone has to click against a really good starting pitcher and then a bullpen that throws 100 miles per hour. I don't trust this Tampa offense to really produce their way in a one-game series or a five-game series for that matter. I'm sticking with the Oakland A's, even though I may have just talked myself out of it. So let's stay in the American League. I picked the Oakland A's. They would face the Houston Astros. They've fared well against the Astros in the regular season, but when you're talking about Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, and Zach Greinke or Wade Miley, whoever it is in that section, I think the Astros sweep that first round, regardless of if it's the Rays or the A's. I got to get through that. I think Houston is building a powerhouse, and I think they're going to be really tough to beat the whole way through. That leads us to the Yankees and Twins in the division series. Now, I've said this for some time. I think that baseball is better when the Yankees are playing in October. And I'm not saying that I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not saying anything along those lines. I'm just saying everyone has an opinion on the Yankees. You either hate them or you love them. There is no real middle ground. There's not a lot of people that have this middle ground. So you have an opinion, and you're going to watch and tune in to see this Yankees team. I think they make October baseball very exciting. I grew up really not liking the Yankees, even though they were winning nonstop. I wasn't a Yankees guy, and I hated them. But now I really respect this team. I think they're a fun team to kind of watch because a lot of this team is farm-grown talent. They didn't buy a lot of this team. It's exciting to watch them. That said, this Minnesota Twins team is very exciting to watch. Led the majors in home runs, broke the all-time record. The biggest struggle for me when it comes to the Twins is they just don't have the pitching. They have the bullpen, they just don't have the starting pitching. That rotation just doesn't match up with the Yankees. And you get a power team versus a power team. I just kind of see the Yankees riding this out. I'm not gonna say it's horrendous. But I do think the Yankees sweep here. I think the American League Division Series is going to be kind of bland. I think you're going to see two sweeps. I think the Yankees and Astros sweep their way into the ALCS. So I'll get into that. Let's go over to the National League. I did say that I have the Brewers winning the wild card game. They're going to take on the Dodgers. We saw what an exciting series that was last year. Honestly, that might have been my favorite series across baseball, was that Brewers and Dodgers NLCS. I love that. Without Christian Yelich, things kind of change. I still think this Brewers team has a lot of excitement to them, but the Dodgers are just really good. The Dodgers were a fan. I mean, I'm saying that with very obvious reason. They won 100-plus games. They were, you know, they're going to have home field advantage all the way to the World Series. I think this is a team that is very easy to understand that they are the superior team. I'm going to say the Dodgers win it in four. I think the Brewers can sneak one through. But I also said I thought the Dodgers would win it five in the NLCS last year. Brewers took it seven and made it really interesting. So I'm gonna hold my breath on that one. I still think the Dodgers take it in four, but it's going to be a really exciting series, I think. And if the Brewers can make it, they match up so well against the Dodgers. It'll be really exciting. On the flip side, the Braves and Cardinals. Now, I've said for some time the Cardinals – are an intimidating team. They intimidate me, and it's because they're the Cardinals. The Cardinals always find ways to do this. Jack Flaherty coming into superstardom as a starter. I really like what Jack Flaherty's doing. Maybe not ace potential just to this conversation, but he could be in the near future. He is a fantastic pitcher, but that's kind of where it rests. You got Michael Wacha, you got Adam Wainwright, you got Dakota Hudson, you got a few. It comes down to pitching for me. I think the Cardinals are going to hit their way through, but I don't think that's going to match up with the Braves. I think the Braves are so underrated. You think about everybody. I was talking to my special guest about it, and our special guest for the second segment, of course. I've talked about the Braves on other podcasts as well. This team is so under the radar. I think that we could be talking about them in November being like, hey, well, the Braves just won the championship, and we never even knew they were around. Josh Donaldson, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., oh my gosh, you know, the star of the youth movement in baseball. You've got Francisco Cervelli. You've got Mike Soroka, Sean Newcomb, all kinds of youth. The Braves are so exciting, and I love what Brian Snitker is doing with them. I honestly am going to pick the Braves to sweep that series against the Cardinals. I think the Braves are that good, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit more right now. So I picked the Braves to take on the Dodgers. Dodgers have home field advantage all the way through the NLCS. I think the Braves are going to win this series. I've said it. I think they match up. When we get to talking to our special guest in the second segment, he's going to explain some things that you're going to just be blown away. I've had a conversation with him for some time, and I'm recording and coming back, and we're going to record with him just a little bit later. But he's going to bring out some things about a series that played. I think this Braves team almost matches up in depth with this Dodgers team. I don't know if they're going to match up with the powerhouse and the talent, but I think that I'll tell you what, the Dodgers have some holes that can be exposed. It's nothing serious, and this Dodgers team easily could win the World Series. I think that they are likely the second best team in baseball behind the Astros, but I'm going to pick the Braves to win this in seven. I think this is going to be one of the most thrilling, exciting series that we see. A lot of strikeouts, a ton of home runs that are going to be loud home runs. Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to flip the bat to Gwinnett, and Cody Bellinger is going to flip the bat to Pasadena. This is going to be a thrilling series if it gets to this, in my opinion. I mean, like, I'm getting goosebumps. This isn't even reality. It's a projection of my own mind, and I cannot wait for it. My goodness, I would be so thrilled with this. I don't care who wins, and this is, you know, my honest-to-God opinion. I don't care who wins anything. If one of these wild card teams wins the World Series, that's fine. If one of the front runners, I don't care. But I just want to see a really exciting series between the Braves and Dodgers. That would be a blast. Speaking of a blast and a series that would just be so much fun to watch, Yankees-Astros. Now, Astros, we're talking about them on another level. What they've built, what Jeff Luhnow has built, what A.J. Hinch is ahead of right now. I've said it for a long time. A.J. Hinch, the best manager in baseball with the best team in baseball. Gerrit Cole, your potential Cy Young winner. Justin Verlander, another potential Cy Young. One of those guys is winning the Cy Young. We don't know who it is. I wish that the votes matched up perfectly to where they could both share the award, be co-winners. Then you get Zach Greinke on a third day. Then you get Wade Miley on a fourth day. Then it comes all the way back around. For the Yankees, their pitching has taken some hits, and I think that's going to be a struggle for them, but they can hit. If you're familiar with Aaron Boone's comments, they are savages in the box. And I'm not going to use the word he used before, the adjective he used before savages. But this Yankees team, like I said, this is a farm-grown team. A lot of these players were drafted, signed as international free agents, developed. We're watching what proper development can do. And the Yankees are looking like the Yankees of the 90s when they had Jeter, Posada, Rivera, Messina, Pettit. Well, not Messina, but Pettit. I really think this Yankees team is really thrilling, but no one's going to match up with the Astros. And I'm spoiling my picks for later, but no one's matching up with the Astros right now. And if they do, that's fantastic. It makes for a better baseball series, makes for a better baseball game, makes baseball better that the fact that there's such a great competition level. But in my opinion, the competition level has dropped off. The Astros, what they have right now at this moment going into the playoffs, that's a scary team. No one wants to face that team. I'm going to say the Astros win the American League Series Championship Series in six games, and I think I'm actually being generous. I think they could actually win it in five. I think this is like I said, the Yankees have a really exciting team. They won over 100 games. They're savages in the box. But, man, the Astros are so stinking good. They're so good. And I just don't know if anyone's going to be able to compete with them. Which leads us to the World Series, of course. I've got the Braves and the Astros in the World Series. Very interesting combination. I think this is, you know, I'm going to talk on the Braves here because I'm just going to be very obvious with what I've said so far. When it comes to the Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr. is a superstar. He is among the best players in baseball, and we don't know it yet, but he has a chance to be the second best player in baseball for a long time. when Mike Trout finishes his peak of his career, and I'm not saying that Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, but at some point he is not going to be the best player in baseball. There is a point later in his career that he will not be. If I had to pick one guy today to dethrone him as the best player in baseball, when Mike Trout's about 34, you know, I'm not saying it now, but Ronald Acuña Jr. has Hall of Fame caliber superstardom. And you can quote me on that. I can be wrong about that. I can be right about that. I don't care. That is my opinion. Ronald Acuña Jr. is the kind of guy that you see in the Hall of Fame 20 years down the road. He is so thrilling. And I say that, you know, and I'm not knocking on anyone else. Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Nick Markakis. I know I'm forgetting guys, but Mike Soroka, a guy that I would argue has a chance at – well, Pete Alonso's run away with Rookie of the Year, but Mike Soroka would win Rookie of the Year any other year outside of when Pete Alonso hits 50-something home runs and breaks rookie records. This Braves team's really exciting, and they're looking like the Braves of the 90s. They're built like the Braves of the 90s. I think that this team is going to be something that we remember. You know, you're talking about Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Chipper Jones, all these guys. This is the kind of team that you remember. That said, I think they're going to lose in six games. Houston Astros, this is a franchise that we're going to remember. This is a dynasty that we're going to remember. The Houston Astros are outrageously good. And we saw what they did 2 years ago, won the World Series, came from multiple hundred loss seasons to winning the World Series. Last year didn't get to the World Series, but this year I have them winning the World Series, and I have them doing it in dominant fashion. They still have another year of this window to be successful. Beyond that, it's on development and signing the right guys back, bringing the veterans back in, because a lot of guys are going to hit free agency here in a year or two. They are doing everything the right way when it comes to the business of baseball and building this team. I know that as Locked On Angels, a lot of you listening are Angels fans. I understand that. But you have to understand, this Astros team is a very easy team to cheer for. Alex Bregman is – I don't think he's going to win MVP. I think Mike Trout will. I've stood by that for some time. But Alex Bregman, superstar caliber player. Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez – you've got George Springer. My God, George Springer. I love George Springer. Everything about him, the personality, the play, the love of the game. This Astros team is really exciting. Led by A.J. Hinch, who I think is a world-class manager, Jeff Luno in the front office, we're looking at a dynasty right now. And if you're not recognizing it, you're in trouble, because the Houston Astros not only have come and have arrived, they are absolutely here. This is a year the Houston Astros are not only the favorites to win the World Series, they should win the World Series. They're my pick. And, I'd love to hear your picks, though. So if you want to send me your playoff projections, make sure they're before tonight, because we do have a playoff game tonight. But send them to me. Tweet them at me. Taylor Blake, at Taylor Blake Ward on Twitter, or at Lockdown Angels. I'm more than happy to hear them. I'll definitely comment as much as I can and let you know. Say, hey, you know, I disagree, I agree, whatever it is. So, thanks for listening to me rant about my playoff projections. We're going to bring in a special guest for a different perspective from the East Coast and the National League for our second segment, so stay tuned for that. But before we get to that, we got to talk about Breaking Tea. Breaking Tea is a t-shirt company that ties in with the passion moments of sports. These passion moments happen with every team and every fan base, and then Breaking Tea jumps on the moment and makes t-shirts that make a moment live forever. These are the moments that we live for. Angels fans, they have tons of Angels tea about some of the greatest Angels moments of the last few years. So when these moments happen, we will join in with Breaking Tea to make these t-shirts available to our listeners through www.breakingtea.com/lockedon. So Angels fans, I'm working on it to try and help you out, but you got to check us out. www.breakingtea.com/lockedon. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels right after a quick word from our sponsors.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore.
Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. So in our first segment, we broke down my opinions on the playoffs coming up, but I did want to get a National League perspective a little bit, also an East Coast perspective as well. Dylan Short of Locked On Braves is joining us here on the show at Locked On Angels. Dylan, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. This is my first time doing a West Coast interview, so pretty big moment.
Now, before you came on, we were talking about the weather. How did you describe it? Hot as what?
Hot as 95 degrees. It was literally, I got off work at 9 o'clock yesterday, and at 9 o'clock, it was still like 95 in my car.
Lovely. Well, if it helps, when I got in my car this morning, it was 33 degrees. So, you know, it's weird. Think of Southern California, 75 and perfect, not the case. And when I think of Georgia around this time of year, I think it's probably pretty nice, but I guess not.
That's what we were thinking too, but here we are in October.
It happens, man. Hey, let's talk a little bit about playoff baseball. You are with Locked On Braves. The Atlanta Braves obviously had a fantastic season. I keep telling people the Braves are a team to watch out for in these playoffs. But I want to get your projections here for what's going to happen in these playoffs. Let's start with the wild card games. Brewers and Nationals tonight, A's and Rays tomorrow night. Who's your pick for these two?
Washington, because I'm never going to pick against Scherzer in a one game. That man is a different breed. Also, I feel like his blue eye steals your soul, and that brown eye is like his normal eye, so kind of mesmerizes hitters. I think Washington is a team that, over the course of the season, they never really worried me. I thought they were a good team, but they always play below. But when you're talking about in a playoff series, especially a one or a five-game set, it's hard to go against Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. So the Brewers did a great job without Yelich. They did way better than I thought they would losing an MVP candidate, but I think the clock strikes midnight.
And you mentioned Scherzer's eyes. Now, for those of you that don't know, you know, we record and we chat a little bit before. Dylan and I talked for 2 hours before we got to recording this. And we were talking about some attractive features on baseball players. Is that a way that we can put it, Dylan?
Yeah, I think that's good. We talked about the sexiest baseball players.
So where does Max Scherzer's eyes stand between Giancarlo Stanton and Colin Cowgill?
Oh, see, for me, it's the exact opposite end of the spectrum. It creeps me out.
Okay.
It's something about it. Like, you're drawn to that blue eye, but you just notice the absence of color in that second one. It's like, if you ever played Mortal Kombat or know about Mortal Kombat, he's like Shao Kahn.
Let's segue. Speaking of horrendous colors, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing tomorrow night against the Oakland A's. What about that game, that wild card game in the American League? What's your opinion on that?
That might be my favorite game of the whole opening rounds, period. I love both of those squads, and I love them both for two different reasons. Tampa's development team, there's no question they're the best in baseball. Consistently, they take guys that are cast off somewhere else who do one thing well, and Kevin Cash, and I'll let my bias be known, Kevin Cash is my favorite coach in baseball. I think he's the best coach, hands down. But Bob Melvin is also an extremely smart coach. Both of those teams are very innovative. Last year, they were the two teams that kind of introduced the opener. I'm assuming it's going to be Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
Who's pitching for the Rays going against,
Mike Fiers or an opener.
Mike Fiers. Okay, so I think I'm going to lean towards the Rays just because Charlie Morton, for all the love that Gerrit Cole has deservedly gotten this year, Charlie Morton has been outstanding. Every time you look at his line, he's got 10 strikeouts. I mean, he's in the playoffs. I kind of feel like, I know everybody wants to see, you know, contact, but if you're a team, you want guys that miss bats, and Charlie Morton is outstanding at that. Anytime he tends to raise his level during crunch time, so I'm going to take the Rays.
I appreciate that. See, and you brought up Charlie Morton. He's likely to finish behind Verlander. I mean, maybe not likely, but in my opinion, and it seems like your opinion, behind Verlander and Cole, he should finish third in Cy Young voting.
Absolutely.
He's been fantastic. So moving on here, you said you've got the Nationals winning the wild card game. That would put them up against the Dodgers. I'm doing the math in my head. Put them up against the Dodgers. Then it would be Braves, Cardinals in the National League. For the division series, what are you thinking here? Are the Dodgers going to sweep out, or should they be afraid of the Nationals? Are the Braves going to be, you know, is there something to fear when it comes to the Cardinals, in your opinion?
Braves, Cardinals, no, I'm not worried. you could mention that the Braves did not have a great end to the season after they clinched a playoff berth. They were dealing with a lot of injuries, and you don't like to see that going into a playoff. Obviously, when Acuna gets pulled out of a game because he's got a tight groin and Freddie's dealing with bone spurs in his elbow, but they're supposedly going to be fine. They're not supposed to really be missing anybody. The Cardinals just don't worry me. I mean, yeah, it's the Cardinals, and they're annoying, and they seem to hurt the Braves every time they play them, but this isn't the same Cardinals team. They're not a particularly good hitting team. They've got some mashers. You can talk about Goldie and Ozuna, Paul DeYoung, but they don't really do much as far as making contact. So if you can keep them in the ballpark, this Braves rotation, which I don't think is stellar, I think they're better than what the Cardinals are going to point out. Jack Flaherty is going to end up going game two or three. You can get to Michaelis pretty easily this year, and I don't trust Dakota Hudson either or Waino. So I'm not really worried about this series. I think this should be a quick series.
Are you saying three games? Are you saying four?
I'll say four just because I do think the Cardinals will scratch out one game, but I don't think that it'll be a particularly close series.
And how about this Dodgers-National series that you're projecting here?
Now, this one is a lot more – this is a lot tougher of a matchup than it would first appear. I mentioned the big three for the Nationals. That is tough to go against. They're one of the few teams in this entire playoff push, aside from Houston, who could match L.A. pitcher for pitcher in those first three games. The question is going to be the Nationals' offense. Now, Anthony Rendon, we know, is a monster. Trey Turner's gotten hot at the right time. Juan Soto is Juan Soto. But they are at a distinct disadvantage lineup-wise as compared to the Dodgers. And the interesting thing, we'll talk about, I'll touch on a little bit more when we get to the NLCS. I'm going to pick the Dodgers. I think it's because they're deeper. Neither team is great defensively, so there's not really an X factor there. And I think it'll be harder for the Nationals' bullpen. Like, unless all three of those guys go full nine innings, the Nationals' bullpen's atrocious. So I think the Dodgers win it. I think they'll win it in four games, I'll say. They might sweep it out, but I think it'll be a lot closer.
Yeah.
Than the record will appear.
That's fair reasoning. Very similar to kind of my opinion. On the flip side, I picked the Brewers earlier, but it's very similar. You're looking at these five game series. I feel like the five game series are almost harder than the one game series in a sense. Let's transition back to the American League. You had the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Houston Astros, New York Yankees taking on the Minnesota Twins. Let's start with that Twins-Yankees series. What's your opinion there?
This one's going to be a lot of fun, and I want desperately to pick the Twins because I hate the Yankees, but I can't do it. And it comes down to the starting rotation. I think if you're talking about the weakness for this Minnesota team, literally it's just the starting rotation. Their bullpen is really outstanding. They hit more home runs than just about anybody. Nelson Cruz is one of my favorite players in baseball. NC Boomstick is the man. They've got a great lineup, but really the only starter that I would look at and say is a playoff starter on any of these other teams is Jose Berrios. Outside of him, you know, Kyle Gibson's okay, but we've seen him get touched up before. Jake Odorizzi's had a decent year, but same thing, he's been touched up before. Yankees have Luis Severino back. James Paxton, I don't know if he's actually healthy enough or not, but as long as Paxton is healthy, that's a good one for them to do. And then they can pick between Tanaka or J.A. Happ. I mean, I gotta ride with the Yankees, especially if they've got some healthy players. I don't like it, but I'm going to pick New York.
I got to ask you this because I brought it up in the first segment. The Yankees, when the Yankees are playing in October, is baseball better?
I'm going to do a two-parter on this. For baseball fans, I don't think it matters. But for MLB viewing numbers, absolutely. They still carry – they're like the Cowboys. They just carry that moniker of America's team, despite the fact that the Braves had the largest TV network back in the day on TBS. But whatever. I digress. The Yankees are just kind of viewed as America's team. So whether people are wanting to watch them lose, people will tune in. So I'll begrudgingly say yes.
See, so I grew up with TBS. You know, the Braves were on TBS. Home Improvement came on right before or right after. So that's what I grew up with. But I also grew up with the Yankees continually winning World Series. So I grew up the same way. You know, I didn't like the Yankees. And now I do like the – I have a respect for the Yankees. And I just feel like they make baseball better when they are playing in October because you have – everyone has an opinion on the Yankees. You either love them or you hate them. There is no real neutral ground until you get into some unbiased opinions. But I'm in the – like as a baseball fan, you love to hate them, but I kind of love to love them too because of what they bring to the table. It's real exciting. So let's move on. I keep digressing so much, but – let's move on to the – who did I say here? The Tampa – you said the Tampa Bay Rays
yep.
against the Houston Astros. Is this series going to four games?
Oh, no. This is a sweep. And I love the Rays. I love what they do. That Houston team is a juggernaut. There's not a weakness on that Houston team. And you're talking about the only pitchers you get to face in that series are Gerrit Cole, who's probably going to win the Cy Young, Justin Verlander, who would be the only other person to win the Cy Young, and Zach Greinke.
And if it does go to four, you've got to deal with Wade Miley again.
Right. There's just no let up. You either have to deal with Wade Miley or they just run out some combination of Cole and Verlander.
Yeah. No, it's disgusting. So let's just stay here. Houston Astros, New York Yankees, ALCS. What do you got?
Astros again, and I would take it in five.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. you think that highly of the Astros?
I am all in on Houston. When you talk about Springer and Jose Altuve, is he still injured or is he back?
I think he's back, and I think Carlos Correa. I don't know about that one.
I mean, we talked before the show. I'm a huge Yordan Alvarez fan. That Astros team, man, there's just no let up anywhere, and like they don't. It's not like the Dodgers where everybody hits 20 homers. It's just. Everybody has a role, and they all play that role perfectly. It's like if the Rays had enough money to get the players that they actually want.
Exactly. And once again, we're talking to Dylan Short. He's a host of Locked On Braves. Go check him out at Locked On Braves. You can follow him on Twitter, at Dylan X Short, exactly how it sounds. Let's go back to the National League. I got to remember here, you had the Dodgers against the Braves. Now, Locked On Braves, you know, you're the East Coast guy, you're the Braves guy. I'm out here, the Dodgers are here on the West Coast. I cannot wait for this opinion. Because okay. When you listen to my first segment, when you come back and listen to this, I think you're going to be really surprised.
Well, I'm going to say I think the Braves can beat the Dodgers. And I go back to a series that they had in August where the Braves won – in the final game of that series, the rubber match of the series was when Acuna got pulled for not hustling. Freddie went 0-for-12 in that series, and that game was the Max Fried start, I believe, where he gave up 4 in the first and nothing after that. And the Braves eventually won on a Rafael Ortega grand slam. And while that wasn't a big deal for the Dodgers, I mean, you guys pretty much clinched after the first month of the season. For the Braves, it was really important just to show that you can beat that team. It was the first time they'd beaten the Dodgers in a series since 2015. The first time they'd beaten them at SunTrust or at home since 2013. So I think it was important to show that if you keep them in the yard, the Braves can hang with the Dodgers. And this is one of those series where I think there's a definitive X factor. And I've talked about this on Locked On Braves. For those of your listeners who aren't stat heads or analytics guys, there is one stat in particular that I think can play a huge role in this series. And that is a stat called error runs. Essentially what error runs does is it calculates your number of – basically what it is, it'll take the player that you're talking about, so let's say Ozzy Albies, and then it'll take it compared to an average player at the same position, how likely they are to make an error. The Braves were number 4 in baseball in this, number 1 in the National League. The Dodgers were number 27 in baseball, like 18th or something like that in the National League. Or not 18th, like 14th in the National League.
I was gonna say
we've added and subtracted 14th in the National League, I believe. That to me is a big key because for a lot of the Braves pitchers, they live off of soft contact. Guys like Keuchel, guys like Soroka, even Max Fried to an extent. It's about getting soft contact, and the Braves do such a good job of making the routine plays. They're not going to beat themselves. You have to go out and beat them. That said, I think I'm going to pick the Dodgers. I want to say the Braves so much, but I have to be unbiased here. I'll say the Dodgers, but I think this is a full seven game.
Fair. And Dylan, when you come back and listen to the show and hear me in the first segment, I hope that you are happily surprised with what I say. I'm not going to give it away, even though it may seem that way right now. but Locked On Braves, man, you got to have me on. Let's see. World Series starts in late October, so maybe I'll be a guest in late October talking about my playoff predictions.
We'll see how it works out. I mean, my predictions weren't super great this year. I think I predicted Chris Sale to win the Cy Young, and that did not happen.
It happens. I think I did too. So, so we got the World Series now. You got the Dodgers in the National League. You got the Astros in the American League. Do the Dodgers lose a third straight World Series on home field?
This is another one of those tough ones. I'm going to say they do. Again, it's not that I think the Dodgers are bad. I think they're an amazing team. The only problem is I think the Astros are better at just about every spot. I think the Dodgers have more power in their lineup. I think that's the only big difference. But the Dodgers' bullpen is not that strong. Houston has a top-notch bullpen. Their lineup works really well together. Alex Bregman is a monster in that starting rotation. It's just so hard. And I know the Dodgers have Hyunjin Ryu, Clayton Kershaw, and Walker Buehler. But that's not the same level as Cole, Verlander, and Greinke. And I think that's just going to be too much for anybody to overcome in a full series.
No, I agree. I mean, just this – I was talking to someone about it the other day. This Houston Astros team, it's not as predictable as the Golden State Warriors are or were. But the way that this team is built, the Golden State Warriors and Houston Astros, very similar for teams in two entirely different sports.
Yeah, I would agree.
Houston's just set up. So, Dylan, man, thank you so much for coming on. For our listeners that don't already know, where can they find your work and where can they find you on Twitter?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at DylanXShort. That's Dylan with a Y, like Bob Dylan. You can find me on Locked On Braves, which you can find on pretty much every podcast home. Or if you want to listen to a long-form one, you know, maybe you want to hear a little bit of a longer one, I got another podcast called The Platinum Sombrero. If you guys know what that is, awesome. If you don't, feel free to shoot a line. But Taylor, man, I gotta say, thanks for bringing me on.
Absolutely, man. I wore a platinum sombrero about 3 weeks ago in a baseball game. It wasn't, it was the only time I've ever worn it, so I'll live with it.
I'll have to send you a care package.
Yeah, no, I thanks, man. So, hey, thanks for coming on, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Taylor. I'll talk to you later, bud.
Once again, that's Dylan Short of Locked On Braves. You can follow him on Twitter at DylanXShort, Dylan with a Y like Bob Dylan. Also, you can check out the Platinum Sombrero podcast. If you don't know what a Platinum Sombrero is, Google it, and I think you'll enjoy it, especially finding out that I'm not very good at baseball, or I wasn't 2 weeks ago. I'll be all right moving forward. I'm all right. Awesome to have Dylan on. We actually were chatting in between breaks, and it ended up being 2 hours and 30 minutes on the dot that we were on the phone together. So I'm sorry for the delay of the podcast coming out late this morning. A lot of news. Tomorrow's show will be about Brad Ausmus and the Angels letting him go as manager. Also, what's going to be going on with their managerial search. We're going to talk to Billy Epler a little bit later this afternoon. So we will have more information for tomorrow's show. So tune in for that. Hope you enjoyed the show. Had a great time talking with Dylan Short. Had a great time projecting the playoffs here. It was a fun show. It's definitely one of our longer ones of the season, so I appreciate you tuning in all the way through. Reminder to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, if you want to follow today's guest, you can follow him at Dylan X Short or check him out at Locked On Braves. While you're doing that, you can download today's podcast or the one over at Locked On Braves by going to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Reminder, today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friends trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for Locked On Angels. I'm Taylor Blake Ward. Stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you tomorrow.